Kool-Aid, Kia join forces to raise money for 10,000 pairs of socks. For people experiencing homelessness, a clean pair of warm socks is much more than an item of clothing. They are the best defense against skin infections, nail diseases, or trench foot. As fall rains arrive, Victoria Kool-Aid Society is joining forces with Kia Victoria to raise $10,000 to buy 10,000 pairs of warm socks for those without homes. It's the 17th year for the initiative, which was started by Michael Bloomfield and Congregation Emmanuel in 2006. Kool-Aid purchases the socks at a discount from Perry Socks, and Lazyboy donates the shipping. In 2021, Kia joined the effort, matching every $5 donation up to $5,000. Over the years, the campaign has given away more than 132,500 pairs of socks, which are distributed through more than 20 organizations from Victoria to Nanaimo, including on Salt Spring Island. More people than ever are living outdoors, and sometimes they never go inside, said Kelly Guarashi, clinical nurse lead for Kool-Aid, which provides foot health care along with socks. And most of those people are wearing old shoes that are not at all waterproof. Foot health can mean anything from basic maintenance to sores and lesions that can become infected and even lead to amputation if not caught in time, Guarashi said. Just the small act of allowing someone to soak their feet and then leave with a clean pair of socks can make a world of difference to physical and mental well-being for people who might not get a lot of physical contact, she said. The campaign runs until November 30. Donations can be made online at kool-aid.org/socks, by calling 250-383-1977 or at Kia Victoria. Education leaders honored with awards. 5 South Vancouver Island teachers, administrators and support staff were recently recognized for their contribution to the province's educational system, receiving awards from the Premier's Awards for Excellence in Education. Recipients, announced at a ceremony October 26 in Victoria, include Heather Coey, a retired teacher at Reynolds Secondary School, and Vanessa White, a district principal of Safe and Healthy Schools in School District 62, SUK. In the community engagement category, Scott Stinson, a superintendent in School District 62, SUK, for district leadership, Jolene Parsons, a district inclusion assistant at David Cameron Elementary in the outstanding support, teaching assistant category, and Angela McLeish, vice principal, St. Patrick's Elementary in school leadership. For more information, go to gov.bc.ca/gov/content/education-training/k-12/teach/excellence-in-education. Nominations open for Anti-Racism, Multiculturalism Awards. Nominations are now being accepted to recognize individuals and organizations who advocate for anti-racism and multiculturalism with a BC Multiculturalism and Anti-Racism Award. The awards acknowledge those who work to enrich inclusion and cultural diversity, or reduce racism and discrimination in their communities. Nominations close at 11:59 p.m. on November 29. There are 3 categories, with 5 awards in total. 2 Intercultural Trust Awards will be given out. 2 Breaking Barriers Awards are up for grabs, as is 1 Emerging Leader Award. All nominees will receive a certificate of recognition, and award recipients will receive a trophy. The recipient of the Emerging Leader Award will also receive $5,000 to donate to a not-for-profit organization of their choice. Since the awards were launched in 2008, more than 50 individuals and organizations have been recognized. The award ceremony will take place at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, March 21, 2024. To coincide with the annual International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. For more information and to submit a nomination, go to gov.bc.ca/gov/content/governments/multiculturalism-anti-racism/multiculturalism/bc-multicultural-awards. Grants available for Indigenous projects. A new pilot project is offering $300,000 in grant funding this fall for local nations and Indigenous organizations to build social, cultural and legal infrastructure. There will also be an open house at the Esquimalt Gorge Pavilion, November 10. The Indigenous Priorities Fund was created by the Indigenous Granting Advisory with support from the Victoria Foundation. The advisory group, formed on the recommendation of the Foundation's Reconciliation Task Group, is made up of Indigenous people living in the capital region who will lead the application review process. It's tasked with making final funding recommendations to the Victoria Foundation's Board of Directors. The granting opportunity is meant for local nations and Indigenous-led organizations to support priorities they have identified within their communities. The grants are also available for organizations that offer programs that serve Indigenous people. Grants of up to $25,000 are available for individual nations or organizations, or up to $50,000 for collaborations. Applications will be accepted online or orally until November 30. At the family-friendly open house, Victoria Foundation staff will be on hand to answer questions, discuss grant ideas, and help attendees fill out applications online or orally. There will be food and art activities for young family members. The open house runs 4 to 6:30 p.m. November 10 at Esquimalt Gorge Pavilion, Esquimalt Gorge Park, 1070 Tillicum Road. For more information, go to victoriafoundation.bc.ca/grants-funding/indigenous-priorities-fund. Art gallery shows results of public engagement. The Art Gallery of Greater Victoria is inviting people to comment on the results of a public engagement process on the future of gallery, now until November 14. Visitors can leave their comments in the gallery's Spencer Mansion. Over the past year, the Art Gallery embarked on a visioning and strategic planning process, hosting a number of workshops, launching a public survey and market research to gather information from the community about its future role. The public is being invited to view the results of the community consultation and build on the ideas generated from stakeholders. We want to hear what matters to you, the stories we need to tell, the challenges of our times, and how we can make the gallery experience the best it can be, said Nancy Noble, the gallery's director, CEO. Our goal is to listen and respond to the community. Comments are invited during regular Art Gallery of Greater Victoria hours, now until November 14. Those unable to attend can complete an online public engagement survey at surveymonkey.com/r/vz9h9br. For more information, go to aggv.ca. Pere at timescolonist.com.